Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Once again, to the World Bed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Moneybags himself.
God forbid I try to put my financial house in order.
No.
I can't always be the bad friend.
This show is number one in your heart.
It is, but not that much.
It needs to take priority over, like, new windows and AC units.
AC is fine. You shut your mouth. I'm not screwing around with that.
But either way, Evan's here.
I'm here.
We are at Gardens of Salonika, which we found a hallowed, closed on Monday shop.
Oh, my God.
And wow. For those of you who are not familiar with Gardens of Salonika, it's been open for 25 years. And it is a Greek restaurant in Northeast Minneapolis. I think we have now cleaned out this area in terms of restaurants that have been open for a long-ass time.
Yeah, I mean, there's Mango right next door, which used to be Conga.
Yep.
Butcher Block. Haven't been to. Yeah, Butcher Block.
That's it. I can't think of
those. Yeah, those are the only ones that I can think of, yeah. No.
So we've almost filled up the punch card, basically. I believe it's been at this location for as long as
it's
been open.
I'm pretty sure.
But it looks a little new, a little like it's been through a refurb recently, or feels like it has.
The space is divided, you know, into two larger rooms, and I think this is the newer one.
I would believe so, too.
You know, the other side, like where you first walk in, that looks a little older.
There's definitely a different vibe between the two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The other room felt a little bit more like a cafe.
Yeah.
Whereas this feels more like a restaurant / bar.
Bistro,
thank you. Look at you using big words.
I don't even know if I used that right, but it sounded
so
good.
So glad Heather got you that dictionary for Christmas. It was really nice of her.
I like words. Trust me, dude. I don't think you have any stones to throw.
Trust me, dude.
I'm trying to speak down to your level.
I haven't used the word dude in years. I can't remember the last time I used the word dude. I might have been high the last time I used the word dude. Sorry, Mom.
Dude is a perfectly acceptable word. I'm not a word bigot like you.
I'm not a word bigot as much as I prefer that you use it correctly.
How did I not use dude correctly?
No, I use words in the correct, how do you say it, arena. We're in a nice restaurant.
You're wearing a Darth Vader shirt. You do not get to talk to me about proper decorum. You're wearing a goddamn Darth Vader shirt.
But I'm doing it elegantly.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, there's nothing
I'm
elegant
doing it with
about
style
it. No,
in class.
Stop that.
Speaking of style and class, what are you drinking?
I went with a lemonade. Just a straight up, non-alcoholic, no fuss, no muss lemonade.
Yeah.
And they do something really cool with this. I've had it this way a few other places. And this seems to be something common with Mediterranean style cuisine. It's lemonade, but it's sweetened with honey.
Okay.
So it's got, you get that tartness, but then it's followed up by that more kind of...
I think of honey as soothing. Is that
it's
that
more, it's soothing, and it's also, there's also that kind of floral bit to it. You know, it's lemon in the front, honey in the back.
That's how you like your ladies.
I do. I let you have that one.
Thank you.
But it's very good. I'm a big fan of honey in drinks.
Yes.
Which is weird because I've never had mead.
That is surprising.
And I don't know why.
You look like a guy who would enjoy a lot of mead.
I do look like a guy that would enjoy mead.
A mead, a good Renaissance fair. What else am I going with?
I'm not a fan of Renaissance fairs, though.
That surprises the crap out of me.
I don't...
You don't like people, so there's that.
There's just not enough to do at a Renaissance fair, in my mind.
Yeah, I'm right
there. I'm far too much of a gadget whore. I can't get into Renaissance fair.
Yeah.
And all the meat's on bones, which just bugs me, too, so...
You telling me if they went sans bones, you'd be more about a Renaissance festival?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd probably do that.
I'm pretty sure they do have a pita there.
Well, that just seems wrong. I also demand a little bit of historical accuracy. And there was no pitas.
No corn dogs.
No corn dogs in War of the Roses era. Actually, War of the Roses would be too late. But anyway, you get my point.
I got your point. So you had a big weekend.
I did. What are you drinking?
I am a Perrier.
To compliment your Darth Vader t-shirt.
Exactly. Well, I'm bringing elegance. I couldn't... I got gun-shy. Nothing on the... And this isn't saying that they have a poor drink menu, because they actually have a really good beer and wine list.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small beer list, but a decent wine list. And I got nervous. I didn't want lemonade. I choked. I didn't want a lemonade. I didn't want the caffeine and iced tea, so I saw sparkling water. I didn't know I was getting Perrier, but I'll take it.
It works. I'm never going to throw stones as far as fruity drinks goes.
Exactly.
So. But yes, I did have a big weekend. Less so than my wife, because this past weekend she graduated with her master's degree at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Which means she's 4 years smarter than you are.
She's many years smarter than I am, not just four. And that's not even a comment on how long fucking grad school takes, but... but yeah, so we went down to Milwaukee, and we went out as we do for as you do on an occasion.
Well, you were mooching off of your in-laws again.
It was not up to me. It was not up to me. Why must you start fights along these lines?
I like to make it more difficult for you to cross over to Wisconsin.
Parents love me. What are you talking about?
Well, they're hoping you're going to die early of a heart attack. Is basically why they keep taking you out to dinner.
Well, if there was ever evidence of that,
yeah.
This meal would
okay,
be one of them.
You've talked this up a bit.
We went to a place called the Lake Park Bistro.
Okay.
And what I would describe it as, first off, it's owned by the Bartolotta's chain. And Bartolotta's is the Milwaukee equivalent. My wife describes it as the good D'Amico's. My wife is not a fan of D'Amico's.
You guys had awesome food at your wedding.
I know. I don't exactly know where it comes from, but she has some sort of blood feud with the D'Amico's.
That sounds weird, because the food at your wedding was probably the best food I've ever had.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I don't understand. I don't understand it.
Okay.
Add that to the list of things I don't understand about my wife.
Yeah.
But,
and your in-laws.
And so. My in-laws. Yeah. Well,
terrible people.
Stop that. Anyway, so Bartolotta's, it's the same kind of deal. It's kind of same kind of deal where it's a chain. It's a family-run chain.
Yeah.
They do a bunch of different restaurants in the area. They tend to be on the higher end in terms of price and class and all that. And Lake Park Bistro.
So they let you in the door.
I would have been shocked if they didn't offer me a tie when they walked in.
Really? Okay.
Which is hilarious because the guy sitting right next to me was in a ripped t-shirt and a not quite so freshly shaved mohawk.
Fantastic.
So I don't know what's going on there. But
your father-in-law has some odd attire.
He does. Yeah. He does. Yeah. Well, you know, you don't argue with him.
No, you don't. You just go with the flow.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's got money, so you gotta.
So, but this place is right on Lake Michigan, and it's very high end.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a good. I mean, it would fit in with like the Lake Calhoun area in terms of
like a Lord Fletcher's maybe.
Like a Lord Fletcher's.
Not the outdoor dining room, the indoor dining room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that. That's very very close.
Okay.
They're doing a brunch.
Okay.
And they do a three course brunch.
Okay.
And it's similar to a lot of prefix menus or like restaurant week kind of things where you pick from a list of like three or four appetizers, three or four entrees, and a couple different desserts. So we started off, they do a French onion soup in the proper style. And I am always down for French onion soup.
So you have to have the crock.
It comes in the crock.
With the arm on the crock?
No arm on the crock. It was just it was a little armless crock.
Gotta have an arm.
I'm willing to excuse an armless crock because they do it right with the solid layer of cheese and bread on the
top.
Does
it go all the way down the side of the bowl?
It's far too refined for that.
Oh, it is?
No. This has a closable lid, so it was all contained within the crock. But it was the solid layer, because that's my big problem with like Panera,
yeah,
or like chains. They never do the solid layer.
No, it's
like
always Panera, a sprinkle.
It's like the sprinkle, and they do like the cheesy croutons, which is not cutting it as far as French onion soup is concerned.
No, croutons.
I'm generally very positive toward Panera, but and their French onion soup is decent, but no, you are not fooling anyone.
Do it right.
With the cheesy croutons, I want my country bread
and a provolone cheese
with like a pound of provolone cheese on there. But it was good. It was one of the better French onion soups that I've had before. Okay. And then came out the dinner, the main
it's
meal.
It's never good. When you have to pause yourself. When you have to have a dramatic pause.
I'm breathing heavy just thinking about it.
Really.
And not entirely due to...
And what is the cuisine of this restaurant?
It's primarily French.
Okay.
You know, it's actually very French. All of the entree, pretty much all the meals are in French. So what I got was a croque madame.
Very standard issue.
Yes. Do you know what a croque madame is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a fancy grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Honestly, that's the best way to describe it.
That's
a poor man's description.
But here's what they do.
With sauce on it.
Yeah. So it's country bread.
Okay.
So it's, you know, good thick, almost sourdough size kind of bread to it. You got a generous portion of ham,
mm-hmm.
Gruyere cheese, and Dijon mustard.
Beautiful.
Okay. Then they cover that son of a bitch with Mornay sauce. Which, if you're unfamiliar with Mornay sauce...
It's one of the mother sauces.
It's one of the mother sauces. How would you describe it? It's similar to, like, an Alfredo, that kind of white, cheesy sauce. It's lighter than that,
and it's not as heavy as a bechamel, which you'll be experiencing shortly.
Yeah.
It's... I would have called it a little bit more of a delicate sauce. Maybe that's a bad way of describing it, but...
No, I could see that. But you cover that with Mornay sauce.
Yeah.
Then you broil the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think of it as like a loose mayo, even.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Then
loose mayo.
A loose mayo.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to.
I know.
I was trying to move past it.
I know. But. I'm sorry.
So then they top that.
Best part.
With a fried egg.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. This sandwich was about the size. Trying to think of a good example. A Nintendo cartridge would be close.
Okay.
But larger. Probably like a Nintendo cartridge at half again. And then we're talking...
Paperback book type of deal?
We're talking probably 6 inches square.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay.
That ain't right.
Okay. And it was a good inch and a half thick. There had to have been a quarter pound or a half a pound of ham on this thing.
That's healthy. That's the healthy part.
They give you the little token green salad with it too. It's like you're not fooling anyone.
I'm just gonna eat this green salad first, so I don't feel like such a fat ass.
It was outstanding.
Sounds decadent.
It was extremely decadent, and the problem with it is, my biggest problem with dishes of that nature is
not enough of it.
They're too big, but they don't keep.
No.
So I feel an obligation. I feel it as an obligation as someone who's raised poor to finish what is on my plate.
Yep, it's game on.
I am powering through this.
Yep.
So I did the deed. I
destroyed it.
I buckled down and took care of business as far as that sandwich was concerned.
Men's work.
And I was not in a happy place. And then they throw
the dessert
at me. And I actually went with the slightly better dessert.
You were doing air quotes there.
Well,
or I think a call for air quotes.
The other options. Thank you. The options. I mean, they got like the chocolate mousse.
Yep.
The Nutella crepes, which my wife had, and she said they were very good. She's a big fan of Nutella. I'm not really. You can just get straight up cheese.
Which you'd already had your fill.
Which I was done. They did creme caramel.
Okay.
Which was good. And I went with the Gâteau Basque, which is...
That just sounds...
It's a Basque cake, so it's kind of like a pound cake, coffee cake kind of thing.
Okay. Because you needed something heavier at that point.
And then you get a little side of the pastry cream, and then the seasonal fruit compote. So it had this like layer of like raspberries and strawberries and stuff.
To keep it healthy.
Oh my god. And then...
Did you have to get assistance getting out of there?
And then they decided, let's go for a walk. Like,
that's
no, I need a nap.
That's a bad idea.
I'm going to just lay down on the grass.
Need a bathroom and a pillow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
not necessarily
down,
in that order.
I'm gonna lay down on the grass. I don't care if it's wet. I'm just going to lay down. But it was an extremely good meal. I'm certainly not complaining. But this goes back to my thought that I've stated a few times on the show, at least once recently. There should be pictures on the menu. Because you can describe it, but the problem is, if you read the description of a croque madame, I'm all in. Yeah. It's got everything. It's hitting all the buttons.
Right.
The only thing that would have made it better is if it came with like a side of sweet tarts or something. Just like this was designed for me here.
A Mountain Dew something.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Side of Mountain Dew.
So yes, that was no. It was a very good meal, and damn near killed me. Like I said in the car, this might be a whole sixth sense. I don't really realize I'm dead kind of situation. So I'm hoping this is actually recording. And
we're all dead.
Like,
you're still.
I don't know what's going on, but
you're dying slowly. Uh-huh. I'll steal a piece of this.
Go ahead.
So some of the food has arrived.
Some of the food has arrived. Yep.
We got some freshly made pita. Nice and warm and soft. It's a different consistency than what you normally get if you just bought pita at the store. So I'll take it when you can get it. It's buttery and it's a certain lightness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's tasty. Mm.
That is extremely good pita. I was thinking about getting a side of tzatziki. But I forgot.
$2 for the side of tzatziki.
I know.
See that?
It better be a lot of tzatziki. Because I've made tzatziki. It's cheap as hell to make.
It's less to make it.
Yeah.
That's a really good pita.
That is pretty outstanding.
One more piece. Here we go.
So, but other than that, my weekend was fairly... fairly boring as far as food is concerned.
Was that a marathon graduation ceremony?
It was about 2 hours.
Okay.
Which isn't too bad considering they were doing PhDs, masters, and then the undergrads for four of the schools. And they went at a good clip.
I appreciate that. That's,
yeah.
I'm going to a graduation in a few weeks back in our hometown. Now, when we graduated, you're able to fit everybody and their families into the high school gymnasium. They rented out at one of the mega churches in town to take care of it. I'm expecting.
Do you know what the graduating class is?
Oh God, it's like 400 something.
Well, we had about 300.
222.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
You still remember that?
I remember because it was 222.
Hmm.
If it was another random number, I wouldn't have remembered it. So yeah, it's pretty much doubled in size.
Crazy.
I'm dreading that.
Nah.
Not dreading it. I shouldn't say I'm dreading it because I'm looking forward to seeing my cousin to graduate, but that's a long ceremony.
What I liked is that they're doing it from two sides. So it's pretty much like Name. So just rattling through it.
Anything funny to laugh at? any good names in the program?
No, not really, to be honest. I couldn't think of anything. It was,
No Mike Hunts?
No.
Amanda Hug and Kiss?
No, though, I kept waiting for that. There was a lot of Amandas in there. I kept waiting for it. There wasn't anything along those lines. I don't care. if whoever you are there to see is the first in your family to graduate,
yeah,
I don't care if you had to work, if everyone in the family had to work four jobs to pay for that person,
yeah,
to go to college and get that degree, I don't care if you came off the boat and this is the first English-speaking person that you know,
yeah,
that is getting the degree, there's never a call to bring an air horn to a graduation ceremony. Especially when it is two rows behind me.
How many times did it go off?
I don't remember, because I blacked out after the first...
Really?
Because whoever this was apparently had friends among their family, because there was at least four different times that this particular person went off.
I'm thinking about bringing a cowbell. See, I think that's acceptable, but the air horn, that's just too much.
Fuck it, just bring firecrackers.
That's probably a bad idea, especially in a church.
It's a mega church, they can afford it.
That's true.
Besides, if they're really right about what they're saying, God will protect them.
You should test that. You should really test that.
You're right. No, I'm choking on my lemonade, so.
Exactly.
Somebody's trying to give me a message there.
Well, he wasn't trying to kill you with the meal you just described. He's going to finish the job tonight. Mm-hmm. At least we can all hope.
So as part of my meal...
Would you like some water there?
There's nothing worse than choking on lemonade. Oh, excuse me.
You're a mess.
I know. I got a nice little Greek salad. They were nice enough to not put the olives on. Because, you know, I very much respect your culture, but olives taste like feet. So
not my culture.
Please kindly leave them off. But so I mean, it's your typical kind of Caesar-y salad. It's the, you know, greens, some tomatoes in there.
Like a nice light vinaigrette on it.
Nice light, you know, vinaigrette on it. The feta is really good. It's a good strong. I've been using more and more feta in food lately. Just because I like the flavors behind it. It's a little more. Anytime there's a call for a white cheese and something.
Is it sparkling?
That was sparkling. That's regular tap.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Anytime there's a call for like a white cheese, like a mozzarella or something like that, I actually kind of like feta in it, just because I think it's got a little better flavor. The exception to that, of course, is sliced provolone, because that is what God puts on sandwiches.
I'd go baby Swiss with you.
I'm a bigger provolone fan. A good smoked provolone.
Smoked mozzarella.
Again, I'm gonna give provolone the advantage on that. And I welcome noted cheese expert James Norton of HeavyTable.com to call me on that. But I would put a good smoked provolone over a smoked mozzarella.
This could be the great cheese war of 2013.
It might be. But anyway, I've been using feta in things like lasagnas. Not sandwiches. I don't know how you do it. I don't know where we are in the cheese technological curve. But if someone could
know there was one.
And there's got to be one. If someone could figure out how to do a sliced feta.
Oh, game on.
I mean, part of what makes feta good is the crumbliness.
Yeah.
And I can tell this is fresh feta because it's got a lot more... It's more solid than a store-bought feta. Because store-bought feta is just one step clumpier than grated Parmesan.
And store-bought feta, I think, to me, and it might be just me.
Yeah.
It's very dry. And when I've had fresh feta, or good quality feta, it's always a little bit more moist and has a better mouthfeel.
Stop that.
Sorry. I never know when to stop.
I know. But seriously, cheese scientist, get on that sliced feta.
Yeah, we want this. You have two fans that want it badly.
And that should be enough.
Yeah.
To steer global research efforts.
Global cheese making efforts.
So what about you? What was your weekend like?
Pretty low key. We got our garden planted, for lack of a better term.
fancy.
We because the weather was kind of poopy Saturday, we actually took that to our advantage and hit up the Minneapolis Farmers Market, which was fantastic to do when it's shitty out. Because you have covered stalls, and
if you go to the right market,
you go to the right market.
You're talking the big one,
the big Minneapolis market underneath, or right off of Lyndale Avenue in Minneapolis, and by Lyndale Avenue I mean downtown Minneapolis,
yeah,
not uptown. And it's mostly covered, so we're out of the elements, and because nobody was out there, we got a really really good selection of plants. So we picked up, you know, some flowers, and we got three tomato plants, which we put in correct size pots this year. So I'm going to have tomato weeds, I'm hoping, you know, just giant tomato trees, if you will. So I'm doing an heirloom tomato and two Roma tomato plants.
All right.
Big basil plant that's growing. And then we have rosemary and thyme and sage.
Wow.
And a serrano pepper plant as well.
I mean, all this for with an apartment.
All this on a 10 by 12, not 10 by like 7 slab.
That's actually pretty sizable.
Yeah, we have a big, I mean, that's not including our grill that's out there too, and chairs and everything. It's a,
I wouldn't know because you've never invited me.
I've invited
place.
You over many times.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have. Either way, invites aside.
Apparently they are.
We, really.
That's right, I can be catty.
Yeah, you're such a bitch. Invites aside, we have quite the garden growing. I made it a point this year to buy the good soil.
Yeah.
Like the moisture controlled soil and the right size pots, and not try to, I don't want to say cheap out, but made the investment
in
the good stuff this year, and actually got the correct type of fertilizer. You know, the correct type of plant.
So putting thought into it is what I'm hearing.
Yes, I'm putting thought into it. We're going to see how this goes. We already have some results in that the tomato plants have almost doubled in size. And
yeah.
We planted them on Saturday. It is Tuesday. In 4 days, it has doubled in size.
Well, you have had the advantage of a shit ton of rain.
I'm pretty sure I have three of the plants from Little Shop of Horrors growing on my...
Nice.
I'm going to be eaten by a large tomato plant. Somewhere between a cross between Little Shop of Horrors and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Both fine films.
Yeah. So I'm a little scared, but... I've had a unique tomato growing, or been a part of a unique tomato growing experience before. My grandmother, I bought her a topsy-turvy, which is a...
Topsy tomato.
A topsy tomato. A topsy-turvy tomato, whatever. It's a growing...
Tomato turvy.
Yeah.
I think I had that back in the service.
Wow. That sounds like a bird.
It did.
There's no cream for that.
Wow.
What it is it's a hanging hydroponic basket for growing tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the tomato plant growing up, it grows down. And my grandmother has never had that much of a green thumb. She can grow plants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Never known for growing tomatoes or anything like that.
Yeah.
And this plant grew into this 90-pound monster of a vine that she had to stake up with a metal post. Like, the only way to describe it was like what they used to put up stop signs to hold it up.
Okay.
And it was still leaning it off.
Okay. Are these both yours?
Yes. Oh, that's his.
No, this
is your shoe. Okay. So for your fries.
Excellent. Beautiful.
I'm not gonna get that.
All right.
Anything else I can bring for you?
Nope.
I think we're good.
Another Perrier or?
I'm good.
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, can I get a fork? Apparently all I got was a knife.
Oh, she took your fork.
Oh, she did? Oh, man. I'm just here for my looks, okay? And this requires a fork.
That looks just as decadent, I'm guessing, as that crook for them.
No, this isn't nearly as bad.
No?
No.
So, going back to this topsy-turvy thing.
Yeah.
We basically, when it came to the end of the season, we had to take this thing down, and we had to bring it down in sections. It was so big. I'm scared that's what I'm growing. But instead of one, I've got three of them. We have the whole tomato cages and everything. This is going to end badly.
We haven't had that much time to get into the garden part.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's planted. We got a ton of hostas.
There you go.
Well, her mother keeps giving them to us.
I was surprised at how much they've come up in a week.
Yeah. And which is awesome for me because any place that has a hosta means a place I don't have to mow. Which isn't that much of a problem right now. Cause
well, see the way the hostas grow. You might be able to just do a whole yard of hostas.
I've brought that up, but it was shot down in committee.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. She's planted some lettuce.
I'm not gonna need this. Go ahead.
She planted some lettuce and things like that. I think that's more of like a sacrificial plant for the local wildlife. It's like, here, eat the lettuce. Don't eat the actual plants we want. But we'll see how well that actually works.
I'm surprised that wasn't hotter than hell.
So am I. So what have you gotten?
Well, I was going to be adventurous, and I'd go with something predictable. But I've had a craving for Greek food for 2 or 3 weeks now. Like, it's been really odd. So I thought, hey,
crackers.
Yeah, probably. That would explain the pickles and ice cream. So I thought, I'm gonna do Euros. That's what I'm really, really craving right now. So, game on. It's served with a side of Greek fries, which are, think of it like a skin-on potato, but cut lengthwise and thin. But they're actually pretty good. I actually prefer them this way. My God.
I went with the pastisio, which is, if you're unfamiliar, it's kind of like a Greek lasagna. It's layers of various kinds of Greek pasta. It's almost like a... Call that a rigatoni?
Too thin.
Ziti. Ziti, yeah, like a thin zini. Ziti, excuse me. Noodle. And then, so there's a layer of that, and then you've got a layer of spiced ground beef, similar to Euro spices, so a lot of the same kind of Greek flavors there. And then another layer of that ziti noodle, and then covered with some sort of, it's not quite a noodle, it's almost like a bread on top of it.
Should be a bechamel sauce in there, too.
There is some bechamel mixed in. It's very good. It's something I really enjoy about Greek food is that mixture of savory and sweet that they really do really well. Mm-hmm. And like the ground beef is seasoned perfectly, and the bechamel adds to that. It's really, really good. And it's that kind of heavy without being greasy.
Okay.
Which, you know, when you look at it, it's like this could be really unfulfilling just because of how
it's gonna hurt.
Exactly. And it probably will. But you won't know it till
the drive home.
Till later. And then I got a skewer of seasoned pork. It's really good freaking pork.
Oh.
It's outstanding. Got a little bit of just very minimum salt and pepper on it. But perfectly grilled. And I am a fan of this pork.
This is damn good. Like, holy crap, damn good.
What I like about that gyro is that they don't skimp on the tzatziki. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of tzatziki, as I know you are.
Try a little bit.
Yeah, I'll try it a little bit.
Ooh, is that good?
It's got
some little bite.
It's got a zing to it,
huh? That is. How good is that?
Wow, that is. It's surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in you know, the thing with tzatziki is it's dirt simple to make. It's pretty much just yogurt, cucumbers, a little bit of garlic salt. That's really all you, and a little bit of lime juice.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all you need to make it. But I mean, there's a million different variations on it. But that is pretty outstanding tzatziki, and a generous portion, which
yes,
again, it's dirt cheap to make. So I don't know why places skimp on it.
Mm. Wow. I'm having one of those. Why haven't we been here sooner moments? Why haven't I hit this place up before? Mm. Holy God.
You gonna be okay?
No, I'm just enjoying the shit out of this.
So I'm excited. We got more of that coming up. And I'm finally going to be able to really bust out the grill.
Good for you.
I've
been grilling since February.
I know. And it's killing me.
Is that more of a man than you are?
You have more opportunity to be a man than I do.
You've been doing well so far.
Yes. Oh, could I see a menu again? Thank you. Take it out.
Mm. Mm. Like I said, I'm really hoping that the weather holds up.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, because I needs it. I need to grow something. Damn it.
Minnesota deserves a good Memorial Day.
We do.
Fishing over here, it freaking snowed. Not that that's really a holiday, but
around here it is.
But for the official start of spring/summer, that really is what it is. So it, to me, it's important that we at least, it doesn't have to be hot. It just has to be decent.
Yeah.
I'm going up north, and I'm hoping, just give me some sun.
Doesn't that just a little bit of sun.
Just a little bit of sun.
Oh,
good Lord.
We're both apparently very hungry, because we just don't feel like talking. We're just
yeah,
like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's great.
Talk amongst your
food. Food. Eat food now.
Stuff. Yeah. Food. Mm, good. I'll have to look at that.
Mm.
Oh my God. This is the best gyro I've ever had.
Really?
Yep. This puts any other gyro that I've had in the Twin Cities to shame. And I can't think of any other places that I've had a gyro, so ergo, it is the winner and new champion.
You've been to Dino's.
I know, but this is far and away better than
I'm just saying, you said you couldn't think of another place.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out here.
I know. A portion is massive.
That is a large, very large gyro. Mm.
But I am enjoying the crap out of it.
As you should. You deserve it.
Yeah, I do. So a while back we talked about some sort of summer challenge.
Oh God, yeah.
Have you put any thought to this?
I have.
Okay.
it's been tricky.
Right.
Because as we've acknowledged, your not hetero life mate.
That would work.
No, that would. No, that wouldn't work either. Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's a fine cook.
Oh yeah. Puts me to shame.
Yes. But that's almost made my job a little more difficult. Because I want to come up with a challenge that she can't help you with. So maybe I need to confer with her.
That might be a better idea.
Because I don't want you cheating. And it's not because I don't think...
There's no honor in that.
It's not because I don't think you're honorable. It's because I know you're a dirty, cheating person.
No. I did have another idea. And I'm just going to lay this out here.
Okay.
What about a Iron Chef thing?
No. Because I'll lose.
You think so?
Absolutely.
What if the secret ingredient was like sweet tarts?
You can't cook with sweet tarts.
Mountain Dew.
You can barely cook with Mountain Dew. And most of the applications with which you cook Mountain Dew are long things. Yeah, you use them in marinades or something like that. So, no, I would not do well.
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking aloud.
Well, we do have a somewhat spurious connection to some local food celebrities, or at least soon to be celebrities.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, will be the premiere of MasterChef, which is the new season of Gordon Ramsay, like food cooking competition.
2 weeks in a row we're talking about Gordon Ramsay.
I know. He's a busy man. He's on like 17 shows now. And there are several Minneapolis contestants or Minnesota contestants this year, one of which I know somewhat personally, and if I can air dirty laundry on the show.
You're cutting open a vein yet?
I'm not cutting open a vein, but I'm not even that upset about the way it happened. I'm just more intrigued. This particular person, there's two Minnesota connections to this season. One of which is Marie Porter. I've had the chance of meeting her. She's very nice. She's a local food blogger and just generally a very cool person. And then there's a guy by the name of Jordan Roots, who I know through a mutual friend, and I shot Jordan a message last night, saying, "Hey, do you want to come on the show?
Sure.
You know, I realize this is short notice, but do you want to come on the show tomorrow night, and we can talk about MasterChef as much as you're allowed to, and all this stuff." And he said to me, "I need more than 24 hours notice because I have to run it by my publicist." Now, this is a guy who is a delivery driver for a local shipping chain. It's not a local, it's an international shipping chain.
I'm ramping up a finger of shame and scorn.
And I thought about this. But, you know, Jordan is not one of those guys that I would feel, and I could be wrong about this, but he's never struck me as one of those guys that would get a publicist of his own.
Okay.
So I wonder if, as part of the contract that contestants sign, if they are given a publicist. I wonder if that's part of the regular deal.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
You think I'm cutting him too much slack?
Yep. Yep, I think you are.
You think I am? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry.
Interesting. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's not been on television yet.
But at the same time, it's all been shot. So wouldn't it make sense that the studio would front for a publicist?
I don't think the studio would.
Or the production company or whatever.
I think he might have been suggested. You might want to get a publicist. I think that might have happened.
You don't think it's possible that there's a publicist for like everybody?
No.
Nope.
You don't think so?
Nope.
May have to investigate this further. Because I like Jordan. He's a good guy. I'm not like trying to besmirch him or anything like that. No, I'm not.
Trying to throw him under the bus.
I am not. I found that really amusing. That he had, unless he won.
That I could see. Or maybe I would say
if you get like the top three. Three or top four.
You're in the top three.
Just to keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
I could see that.
Yeah. However,
so we might have accidentally spoiled something here on the show.
But if he's out like first or second week, I say we are a finger of shame.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
On blast.
I think how about we did? We
because I'm not gonna watch the show. Are you gonna watch the show?
I don't watch TV. No. So
but whatever. That's why there's the internet, so we can look up to see who got kicked off.
We could, yes.
We can at least do that much due diligence.
We could, but that's a lot of work.
I know, but it's worth it if we're going to give the finger of shame.
I say we give them the tentative finger of shame.
We're wagging a finger.
We're wagging. Well, we're not even wagging. We're pre-wagging.
That sounds awful.
It does kind of. But we're withholding. It's a suspended sentence pending further information.
Okay. I can agree. That's agreeable term.
The finger of Damocles is hanging over Mr. Roots' head.
I have not heard the finger of Damocles.
Didn't he used to wrestle, actually?
That was actually a finishing move, was the finger of Damocles.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine what a flying finger of Damocles would entail.
Off the top rope. It was an alternate move for Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I'll let you use your own imagination.
No, I'd rather not.
You didn't even finish.
I'm full.
You have a great a look on your face like you are just dying.
I'm not. No, I'm
like you look sassified.
I will cop to some sassification.
Yeah.
It was extremely good, and it wasn't. I'm not gonna give it any marks. It wasn't a big portion. Like yours, that was a large gyro. Like when you look at gyros, typical sizes, that was an extreme example.
That's the only meal I'm eating today. So put that in perspective.
Yeah. Didn't mean anything today?
No. I had a weigh-in today.
Aren't you supposed to eat something?
Yeah, well, okay, I had breakfast.
Okay.
But this is, I'm not...
Since breakfast.
I'm not having, like, second dinner at home, which I used to do.
Yeah. Which,
Explains a lot.
Yeah. Like, my portion, I think, was very reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a typical size of if you were going to get a slice of lasagna from a restaurant or something like that, and not like a family-style restaurant or an Olive Garden where they give you a hubcap of lasagna.
It was appropriately sized.
Yeah, it was appropriately sized, and it was extremely good. Again, that spice mix on the ground beef was excellent. And the noodles were cooked right, and... when you're in a baked dish, you don't want al dente, and these weren't. They were good and floppy.
Good and floppy.
Good and floppy, which is like the like one of those old man candies that's very rejected.
Ish.
But the skewer of pork was again excellent. Very simple. Just the salt and pepper on the grill. That's all you needed. It was damn good, but I'm stuffed. Now, granted, I had a large lunch and a pretty sizable breakfast. Yeah.
Fantastic. My Euro, I mean, I can't really say enough good things about it. It was awesome. I would come back strictly for that.
No, I think I'm good.
Coffee or dessert?
No. Are you picking
No, but I need to get something for takeout.
Yeah,
you guys do takeout? Okay.
Think quick.
Yeah, thanks. All right.
You're quite the choker tonight. I'm sorry. Is it because our waiter's kind of attractive?
He is.
Are you swooning?
Greek and dreamy.
Greek and dreamy? Isn't that Ben and Jerry's flavor?
Might be. Something close.
Speaking of Ben & Jerry's, this is actually a good thing to talk about. As we've discussed many times on the show, my wife is a phenomenal baker.
Yes.
And she saw something that piqued her interest and sent it to me.
Okay.
And I immediately approved it, as is my way when she sends me, hey, this might look good. And it almost invariably would be like, yes, please make that now.
Yeah.
Ice cream bread.
You have my attention.
You could do this.
Okay.
And you are a baking moron.
Thanks.
Okay. All you need is a pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. You need the full fat, though. You can't do any light frozen yogurt garbage. Full fat ice cream, pint of it. And I want to say it's like a cup and a half of self-rising flour. You got to get the self-rising flour because it's got the mixed in baking soda.
All right.
And you just throw that in a bowl, put it in a bread pan, put it in the oven.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. I don't know for how long or at what temperature.
We'll see that.
You can look it up. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. But we got this, like, I forget what the exact flavor of it was, but it was the berry voluntary.
Okay.
So it's like raspberries and blueberries and crap like that. So it's like this, like, amazing creamy berry bread. And it was a quick bread. So, I mean, it's about the consistency of like a cornbread or a muffin.
Okay.
But it was outstanding and stupid easy to make. Like, there was no measuring beyond. Put the whole pint in the bowl. I think it's a cup and a half of self-rising flour.
Okay.
Which most bakers wouldn't have. So we actually had to make a separate trip just to get self-rising flour.
I'm interested.
You should try it. You should go to the links and pull up a recipe.
I think you can do it. I think I could probably pull that off. See how that goes.
Yeah. So thoughts?
Two thumbs up. Two thumbs way up. I will be back. No questions asked. The specials sounded amazing.
And there was a lot of them.
There was like five specials.
I know.
So I will definitely be back. I can't say enough good things about the Euro. They have a decent wine selection. I will definitely be back. Be splitting a bottle of wine and just really enjoying the night. It's not a huge restaurant, but it's a comfortable restaurant. It's a little bit different than what you'd see in Northeast. And in my opinion, it's a little bit more nouveau, but just a little bit more, I don't want to say upscale, but it's a little bit, it's not as funky.
No, it's not. It's very traditional.
Yeah. It's very traditional.
Refined.
Yes, thank you. And I like that. That's not a knock against it. I think it fits with the neighborhood.
And I think it fits with the neighborhood, but I'm totally with you in terms of that it's not funky. The offerings that they have, they're not twists on things. These are traditional Greek dishes.
Yep. Game on.
It's like you're not gonna have, you know, buffalo tzatziki. Actually, that would be disgusting. But like buffalo gyros or something like that, you know. That actually would be good. But they wouldn't do that. It's traditional lamb and pork and grape leaves and, you know, things like that. It's very traditional.
Yeah.
Which again doesn't really fit in this neighborhood. I mean, you got Red Stag a stone's throw away from here.
You got Gorka Palace, which is pretty traditional.
It's pretty traditional, but you know, not quite.
Right.
You know, and New Bohemia.
Yeah.
You know, down the way again.
Very funky.
Very funky.
Mm-hmm. Masu.
Masu.
A little bit more traditional, but very funky.
Yeah.
Considering the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm with you that it totally fits in this area, mm-hmm. But still is kind of its own thing.
Yeah.
One knock against it is that it's only open 5 days a week.
Yeah, it needs to be open.
It's closed on Mondays and Sundays.
Yeah.
So make sure you think about that before you come
prior to dining.
Yeah. I know, I'm with you. I've become a big fan of this place. I'm a big fan of Greek food.
Me too.
So
it's so hard to find, and the fact that it's here, we know it's here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it under our belt. I'm going to be back, no questions asked.
So I would totally recommend it. You know.
You had a special with it was like a stuffed calamari.
Yes.
Is that served with anything?
It's served with salad or soup, otherwise it can be a la carte.
Oh, Let's. Well, I'll do that. For takeout.
A la carte or sandwich?
Oh, with a. Let's do it with. What's the soup?
I have a fish, vegetable broth soup, and I have a leek lemon soup.
Leek lemon soup. Definitely. Excellent. Thank you. Sorry.
And they do take out, apparently.
And they do take out.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
No real knocks on this place.
No. Other than the hours. Yeah. I mean, that's really the only complaint.
Yeah. Be open more.
Yeah, be open more.
Be open more. Be more accommodating to us.
Yes.
Forget you and your family.
One last thing before we go. Our good friends at the Heavy Table, they're doing a new book.
Yes, they are.
I believe it's called the North Coast Atlas. I think that's what it's called.
That sounds pretty close.
It's pretty close. Again, there'll be links in the show notes. They're doing a Kickstarter down to raise money for it. They've still got a few weeks left, and they're doing pretty good. They're making progress on getting the money together for it. It looks like it should be very cool.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend that if check out the Kickstarter, check out the pitch, and if you like it, please contribute. They've got some really good bonuses and things like that. Like if you have some of your favorite places, you can make sure that's in the book.
Yep.
They're literally, I don't know how ethical this is, but they're selling entries into the book.
That's completely ethical in my book. Ethics.
That's fine. So yeah, definitely check them out, and we'll have more information on that next week.
Gotcha.
So, let's see. We got the various social networks. You can follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideToLife. WellFedGuideFPG is the Twitter. WellFedGuideToLife on Facebook or Foursquare.com. And as always, we recommend you follow us on iTunes. If you're an iTunes user, please review us. Star us, rate us, whatever the words for it is. Please do that because that helps our rankings. And we need to take down the Andrew Zimmern show. Whatever the hell that's called.
Go fork yourself.
Go fork yourself. I knew it was some pun.
Yeah. It's so punny.
So yes, that is that. I'm hitting food coma stage right now.
Your eyes have glazed over. A glazed donut. That's how unglazed over your eyes are.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Food coma, you have reached.
I'm glad I'm not driving. I'll just say that.
I feel fine.
I know. I don't know what it is. They slipped a Mickey in my.
The rapins are out back.
I could make a Greek joke, but I'm not. Because I'm above that.
You know you're not. No, you're not, because that's what you did on the four squares.
Anyway, that's what I did?
Yeah.
And thank you guys. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.